Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Her or me?
I need him to stop talking to Meredith.
You're staying with her.
She's my wife.
I broke up with Garrick.
So where are we?
We are a couple.
I know the rules, but I don't want to have a relationship in secret.
Boys are stupid.
So you got a date?
Yes, I do.
You're married?
10 years today.
How come I didn't know you were married?
You never asked.
If you kiss me, I will be.
In the eighth grade, my English class had to read Romeo and Juliet. Then, for extra credit, Mrs. Snyder made us act out all the parts. Sal Scaparillo was Romeo. As fate would have it, I was Juliet. All the other girls were jealous, but I had a slightly different take. I told Mrs. Snyder that Juliet was an idiot. For starters, she falls for the one guy she knows she can't have. Then she blames fate for her own bad decision.
You kissed me.
Yes, I did.
Should we? I mean, there's a discussion we could have if you wanted to have one.
I kissed you with tongue, and I plan to do it again and again. Get used to it. End of discussion.
Okay.
Mrs. Snyder explained to me that when fate comes into play, choice sometimes goes out the window.
Congratulations.
What?
Fellowships. 5 applications, 5 offers. You know how rare that is? This is your year. Everybody wants to dance with you. Of course, the Al Grace's fellowship program is the best.
Yes.
You are taking my fellowship.
I haven't made a decision yet.
At the ripe old age of 13, I was very clear that love, like life, is about making choices.
I do not wish this on anyone. Literally, it's like someone reached in and ripped my guts out.
Maybe you had food poisoning.
I had one lousy restaurant clam. Wait a minute. Where's Billing again?
The basement.
And fate has nothing to do with it.
Going the wrong way.
Coffee?
Oh, thank you. It's date night.
Yeah, it's a night with a date.
You forgot.
No. Yeah.
You want to cancel?
No.
Everyone thinks it's so romantic. Romeo and Juliet, true love. How sad.
Oh, crap!
If Juliet was stupid enough to fall for the enemy, drink a bottle of poison, and go to sleep in a mausoleum, she deserved whatever she got. Oh.
The washer fell from 5th floor scaffolding, obvious open to pit fracture, but otherwise okay.
Eagle breast sounds. After a 5-story fall, he's got eagle breast sounds. It's unbelievable. Do you want to hear?
Somehow I believe you. Yang, get in there and palpate his abdomen.
Does it hurt anywhere?
No, you fell from the sky, 5 stories, and you only injured your leg.
Orange.
No. Don't George me. A few seconds earlier, you would have landed on me.
Okay, rolling on 3, please. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. These feathers?
My life was saved by that pigeon.
Let's get some x-rays, and after that, you might want to get in there and look for the rest of Tweety.
Thank you.
Esme wanted to wait until tomorrow to see her doctor, but she hasn't been able to keep anything down since yesterday, so I brought her in.
Mr. Sorrento, you have acute cholecystitis, which means that your gallbladder may have to come out.
She has gallstones.
He watches cable. He thinks he's a doctor.
I'm giving you antibiotics and IV fluids to cool the gallbladder down. And then I'm going to go call Dr. Bailey, and I'm going to see if surgery is the best way for us to go. Do you have any questions?
Honey, what happened to your forehead?
Nothing.
I've already told you, I don't need an appointment. I am not a patient. I am a friend from New York.
Weiss?
Derek, I've been looking for you.
Sal.
Oh, what did you tell me you were coming?
If I knew you were coming, I would have taken the day off.
Well, it was kind of last minute. Is everything okay? Are you all right?
A month ago, her mother died, ovarian cancer.
Catherine died?
Sorry. And Savvy, she's... I mean, you know how close they were. I mean, all she could think about is this breast ovarian cancer gene.
BRCA.
A positive test result isn't the end of the world, Sav. It just means you have a gene mutation that could...
I know what it is. I've talked to the genetic counselor. I've been to my gynecologist. And now I'm here. Addie, you're the best surgeon there is.
True. But this isn't surgical.
Yes, it is.
No, Sav, you understand you don't have cancer.
And I have no intention of getting it.
So you want me...
I want you to take out my ovaries and the uterus. And when that's done... You're gonna find the best person out there to cut off my breasts.
Big?
Claw. We need to widen this incision to take a better look.
Does your leg hurt a lot?
I'm fine, man. Just do your thing.
Is there anyone you'd like me to call?
What for?
You fell 5 stories and lived to tell about it. I'd kind of want to shout it from the rooftops.
So to speak. It's a miracle. You may not understand the medicine of it, but a 5-story fall, your lungs should be collapsed, your back should be broken, your aorta should be totally
George,
severed.
Enough.
I'm just saying, there's a reason for this. You lived. We both did. Carpe diem, man. Seize the day.
Any chance you can make him leave?
I really, really wish I could.
Mr. Vargas, your lower left leg bones are shattered. We'll need to get you in for surgery.
Oh, great. Just my luck.
Vic.
Okay. Would you mind? Can I keep that?
My mother died of it. My aunt. My cousin. She's 37, has ovarian cancer.
But you don't. You don't have cancer. This is crazy,
but I have
Savvy.
The gene.
Which
Why?
Gives her up to an 85% chance of getting cancer, Weiss.
And a 15% chance she won't.
I'm not betting my life on 15%.
Weiss asked me to come.
I thought it might help.
Help? What? I'm sorry, Derek, because I love you and I'm really glad to see you. But until you grow a uterus and watch your mother die from this disease, you don't get... You don't get a vote.
She tell you they're trying to get pregnant?
Yes, she did.
Having a hysterectomy is going to throw a wrench
Derek,
into that.
We've been trying for months.
Why give up now?
Come on. We've talked about this. There are other ways to make a family, Weiss. We can adopt. We
Savvy,
can do it.
I just...
No. No! I'm not talking about this.
Let's just take a step back. All right? Take a deep breath. And think about this.
I've already thought about it, Derek. This is going to happen.
Dr. Stevens, get a complete history into her pre-op labs. Get her scheduled for a double mastectomy and consult Dr. Queenart and plastics for reconstruction.
Derek.
Addison, this conversation is not over.
She is my patient, Derek.
doing a bilateral prophylactic oophorectomy and hysterectomy tomorrow. Get moving.
Prophylactic surgery is extreme.
This has nothing to do with you. Why were you even in there? She came to me for medical consultation, Derek. I'm her doctor. Me.
Those are some of our closest friends. This isn't medical. It is personal.
Fine. Okay. If it's personal, then we should be dealing with him as a couple, acting like a couple.
What? What does that mean?
See the ring?
Don't go to the ring.
The ring, Derek. Remember? When we're here at work, you won't talk to me. Or on the ferry where you pretend not to see me. Or in couples therapy 3 times a week where we're arguing about whether or not we should be in couples therapy. What are we doing?
It's not about us.
It is. Medicine aside, our friends are going through hell in there, and we can't even act like we like each other long enough to help them.
What's that other animal that's monogamous?
I think it's bulls.
Oh, I know it's hard. I'm a pincushion.
It's okay. Don't worry. I won't stick until I find a good one.
Otters mate for life, you know.
Excuse me?
As do bulls, I suppose.
Okay. I got it. Hold still. It's going to take a second for the tube to fill.
I've always liked otters.
I've always been more of a dog person myself.
Shouldn't he be more excited? Maybe he's in shock. I mean, he survived. It's huge. He's got to realize that things happen for a reason.
Oh, yeah. My ex-boyfriend moved his wife to Seattle. Reason? To torture me.
I'm serious.
So am I.
What's with the Hello Kitty on your forehead?
I don't want to talk about it.
George, can I sign out to you early?
You don't want an on-stew surgery?
Can't. I have testing. Work is testing me.
Plus, I've already spent an hour picking bird parts out of the guy. I'm over it.
Carpe diem.
Giant zit on my forehead, and I'm beginning to look how I feel. Carpe that.
This is the luckiest thing in the world.
Tell that to the bird.
Thank you. Is this a kid thing? I saw your face upstairs. It's the kid thing for most people. And the breasts. Oh, and the total menopause, like overnight. It's a big step.
I think it's brave.
Thank you. And yes, I'd love to be pregnant. I want a lot of things. I want to skydive. I'd like to learn Italian. I want to go to Saint-Tropez with my husband and lie topless on the beach.
They do excellent implants and reconstructions these days. Won't even know the difference. Plus, you know, you'll never have to wear a bra again. That's something, right?
Alex? Didn't I see your service on the OR board for a biopsy right on that? It's not the kid thing.
Okay, what? It's not like I have a lot of options. One, take my chances and never get cancer. Two, take my chances and die young.
There's a third option, you know.
Okay, I'm listening.
Take your chances, get cancer, and fight like hell to survive. They're both really nice.
I know, I bought them. But which one is right? For what? You're gonna look hot in either one. Well, clearly, it's not the point.
Wow, you look hot.
Yeah, Rick and I are going to talk about how hot I am over dinner. This date is such a mistake.
Oh, it's easy to get nervous on dates. It's especially hard if you're out of practice. So you just got to be mellow.
Yeah, I know how to date. George, how about you?
Well, I have a schedule for the mastectomy, and I get to stay while Plastics does a tram flap reconstruction.
I couldn't do it.
Do what? Make yourself all hot and sexy for your boyfriend like Yang?
Go wrestle something.
Couldn't cut off my ovaries and breasts just because I might have cancer.
I give it like a hand. Someone told you you died, you didn't chop off your hand. You do it.
Except when you chop off a hand, you don't kill your sex drive, have silicone breasts, get hot flashes, and lose your ability to bear children.
If it were me, I wouldn't even have the test. I mean, what's the point? We're all gonna die anyway, right? It's the Hello Kitty Band-Aid on my forehead. It's freaking me out.
I say slice them and dice them. Whatever. The body parts.
I'd say you'd cut off your penis.
If it kept me from dying. Besides, I've got plenty to spare.
I could do hot in my sleep. I'm not hot in scrubs. I'm a hot person. He's seen me naked 1,000 times.
Bad images in my head.
But he's never seen you outside the hospital.
Thank you.
Look.
Lovely.
Thank you. Oh. Very polite. Okay, Gray. Adhesions are down. What next?
Put in graspers to lift the gallbladder so we can dissect it out.
Good. And what are we looking for in closed triangle?
The cystic artery.
That's right. Wait a minute. What do you see?
Porcelain gallbladder.
That's not good. Mr. Sorrento, when we removed your wife's gallbladder, we found that there were calcifications.
What does that mean?
It's often a sign of gallbladder cancer. We sent it off to pathology.
She has cancer?
I'm afraid so. We can keep her comfortable, but she's going to need more tests to see what our next steps are. This might include more surgery.
But this surgery will save her, right?
The cancer appears to be advanced. There are palliative surgeries that we can do, that is, surgeries to help with the pain, but it won't cure it.
How long she got?
From what we can tell so far, she has about 4 to 6 months. I'm so sorry.
I don't want Esme to know.
What?
Esme. I don't want her to know she's dying.
You don't want to tell her?
Please. You saw her. She's happy. Let me take her home. I don't want her to be afraid before she dies. She doesn't need to know.
Now, please, don't. No more carpe diem, man. I don't want to seize the day.
See, that's what I don't get. I'm standing here, and I'm just incredibly happy to be alive. Yeah, I'm looking at the sky. It's bluer. Food tastes better. And I didn't survive a 5-story fall. You jumped, didn't you?
Daisy. She's my ex-girl. She works in this hospital. What kind of joke is that?
Maybe you got a second chance.
Daisy, you gotta go and find her for me. I'm gonna talk to her. Tell her she's the reason I'm alive.
We had a future. You know, we had plans. We picked out baby names together. She betrayed that without even asking my opinion. Without even giving me time to process it.
It's a difficult time for both of you. She's emotional.
And hormone changes, mood swings. Say she could lose her sex drive.
We'll get through this. Right?
You can do this.
You guys love each other.
Is that what you said about you and Addie?
What?
You left her.
That was different.
Was it, Derek? Really?
You know, I gotta check on a patient. I get ready for dinner. See you later.
Sure.
Butter. Oh, no, that's olive oil. I want butter.
Should I send the sommelier over?
Oh, that won't be necessary. What is it? A nice, bulky Chardonnay.
Oh, I want Bordeaux.
A Chardonnay will be better with a lobster.
I'm having steak.
You eat red meat.
You don't?
Seriously, going to try to find this girl? Hunt her down while she's working?
Look. Okay, I know it's crazy. But someone's got to tell her how he feels. I mean, he's alive, right? Something good has got to come out of this. I mean, this could change everything. See, I thought you were a romantic.
Was. Past tense.
Oh, this is fun. Again? I like the Hello Kitty, by the way. Very pink, very cheerful.
Daisy works in billing, which is where?
In the basement. You need something? Chief, I have one more surgery and then I'm free.
No. Have you made a decision yet?
Sir?
The fellowship. The Seattle Grace Fellowship. I thought you would have accepted by now.
Busy. I just haven't had a chance
to fill out. We're a private hospital. We have extensive resources. You'll get more surgical experience here than anywhere else. You could write your own ticket. Why aren't you more excited?
No, I'm excited. Excuse me, sir. I just need to scrub in.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, we should probably skip dessert. I have an early morning.
Oh, right. Not a problem.
Oh my God, help! Is there a doctor in here?
Yes!
Call 911.
He was having heartburn. I thought he was joking.
Is it a pulse?
Yes, it's rapid and unequal.
Look at this. The length of his fingers.
Oh, he's got to be at least 6'4". Marfan's.
What do his fingers have to do with anything?
Your husband is showing classic markers from Marfan's syndrome.
It means that the walls of his blood vessels are weak.
Fast.
He could be dissected. We need to get him to the OR.
Or his aorta ruptures.
What are you talking about? Who are you people?
We have a dissecting thoracic aorta. We need a CT cleared and an OR ready.
Just start another large bore IV. Continue high flow O2. Transport sirens and lights to Seattle Grace.
Who the hell are you?
Hey, he's a cardiothoracic surgeon who's going to operate on him.
And she's with me.
Oh, you didn't... Have you been discharged?
No. Going out to dinner with my surgeon and our husbands. Sort of a last supper, I guess. I know. Nothing after midnight. You're disappointed, aren't you? How do I look?
You're a beautiful woman.
And so are you. Is that why this is so hard to understand? Ugh. Menopause, I know. Oops. But they have hormone replacements, reconstructions. But the sexy savvy. The savvy that gets noticed when she walks into the room. The savvy that loves to wake her husband up in the middle of the night to make love. Yeah, I wonder if that savvy's still gonna be there. Honestly, I haven't a clue. But then I think, is that why Weiss married me? God, I hope not.
Could this place be any further away? It's like Siberia down here.
That's because we don't like sick people.
Oh.
You know, you're in a hospital. Are you Daisy?
I'm due with billing questions after 7 p.m. I'm just data entry at night.
No, actually, Stu sent me.
Is this some kind of joke?
No. He's in this hospital. He's had an accident. I'm his doctor. He's fine. We're taking him into surgery. But he wanted me to find you.
Will you just tell that bastard that he could have come looking for me like 10 years ago?
Okay, hold it right here. This is good?
Yeah.
Lock it.
What are you pissed about?
You look at everything in a skirt.
I'd look at you in a skirt. Short. Maybe something schoolgirl. Pleated.
That skirt didn't have a pair of big bouncing boobs attached to it. You'd stop looking.
You cut them off, you build them back up. Maybe you get to upgrade. Life goes on.
If there was a genetic test for testicular cancer, you think men who tested positive would have the surgery? No. You know why? It's castration. What man would willingly get rid of the part of his anatomy that makes him a man? This woman is having herself castrated. And we book an OR and act like it means nothing. It's not nothing. God, how can you possibly act like it's no big deal? I mean, what if it was me?
You're freaking out. You know that, right?
If I was the one with the cancer gene, if I showed up tomorrow and my boobs were made of plastic and my skin had aged 10 years and my sex drive had dried up, if it was me, Alex, would you be so fine with it then? Yeah. It'd be really hot to kiss me with tongue then, wouldn't you?
Dr. Bailey's scrubbing in, so we're going to get started.
Okay. Hey, George, listen. Did you find her?
I'm very sorry, Stu. The sister's on vacation.
Oh, yeah? Maybe her parents. I bet you she went up to New Hampshire. That's where she's from.
I'm going to push the joy juice.
Ooh, up and away.
Maybe you can see her after your surgery. You know, when you recover, maybe then.
It's all good, man. Thanks for trying. Really meant a lot. Too.
Hold on, guys. We have a problem.
He's crashing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bailey?
I'm Alex on CPR. Yeah. Push, Effie.
Need to notify the family.
What
there'll be an autopsy. Sometimes people get on the table and they just die. There's no way of knowing beforehand, no way of controlling it.
But he fell 5 stories and lived. It doesn't make any sense. He survived so I could go and find Daisy, and she didn't even want to see him, so what's the point?
We're all part of the cosmic joke, O'Malley. Now leave me alone.
Oh, Dr. Bailey.
What?
Mr. Sorrento doesn't want me to tell his wife that she's dying.
You haven't told her yet?
No.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that. You're her doctor. It's your responsibility to give your patients the information necessary to make an informed decision. Now, I'm hungry, I'm tired, and you're in my way.
Can you see the echo from here?
The dissection is in puddle.
Did you see that wingspan? And the pectus carinatum?
What about his palate?
The definition of high arched.
You're being wooed, aren't you?
Excuse me?
The fellowship, L.A. Med, Chicago Central, they're wooing you. I mean, you're fielding offers, you're looking at bonus packages, you're letting yourself be wooed.
No, geez.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Go be a hotshot somewhere else. But tell me, how could you do this to me? No, I'm hurt. Really hurt. After all I've done for you, you're gifted and you're ungrateful, and that's all I'm saying.
I'm pregnant, you blind moron.
You what?
My heart rate is 110. I'm burning 3,000 calories a day. My legs are swollen. I've got indigestion and gas. Did you know that carrying a boy in your uterus means you burn 10% more calories than if you had a girl? Guess what I'm carrying? I tried for 7 damn years, and a month before my fellowship notification, the stick turns blue. Men. From the very beginning, they just sucked the life right out of you. I'm not leaving. I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh. Dr. Yang.
Do you want to stand by?
Yeah, but we need to run it again.
You're handling the song.
Thank you, Dr. Burke. But that's he'll let me do.
Are we all set for bypass?
Almost there.
So, apparently we both live on this elevator. You could at least acknowledge I exist.
Hello, Dr. Gray.
Hello.
You ready to go?
I was on my way.
Took 3 hours, but the surgery went perfectly. All we have to do now is wait and see how he's doing when he wakes up.
Why did this happen?
Almost every patient with Marfan's has an aorta that fails. It's just a matter of when.
I guess it's lucky you two were having dinner at the next table.
It was. Take care.
And we can treat it with surgery and chemo. But...
go to Venice at the end of the month. Do you know the story? They say if you ride a gondola under the Bridge of Sighs, you're together for eternity. You didn't tell Jed, did you?
Excuse me?
Oh, he's always been so worried that I'd go first.
You don't want him to know?
You're young. I don't expect you to understand an old broad like me.
You can't have a relationship built on a lie. Can you?
Oh, honey, it's not a lie. It's our future. I've been with the love of my life for 60 years, and now I'm dying. We're going to Venice. We're getting in that gondola.
You guys are going to make it. You were always meant to be.
Yeah, a couple of clams on a half shell. A couple of peas in a pod.
Still working on the pod part.
It's about choices. Well, here's to taking life in your own hands. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. And here's the bull and here's the crap.
And here's the oophorectomy.
Oh,
hysterectomy, double bilateral mastectomy.
Please.
How smart am I to know all those words?
Stop.
Here's to breast reconstruction. Nipple reconstruction. Here's to losing your wife. Here's to being the ass who can't be supportive. Here's to that.
Weiss.
Don't talk to me. Keep walking.
Just get some sleep, sober up.
So you're ready for savvy surgery. Come on, I'll drive you.
You're supposed to hold a hand while I rip her apart? That's the definition of love?
You can do this.
Maybe I can't. Maybe I'm just a guy who likes to screw his wife.
Wise.
And that's what she'll think if I'm not there.
Now, you're going to be there.
This is coming from a guy who packed his bags in the middle of the night, drove 3,000 miles to live in a trailer.
Yeah, well, what am I doing with Addison now? I'm trying to work it out. I don't know. Am I out of my mind? I don't know. You tell me. It's about the ring. It's about the vows. Savvy didn't screw around with you with your best friend. She's looking for support. If you don't give that to her now, if you don't give her that support, then what the hell am I doing?
You didn't tell her, did you?
No, I didn't tell her.
I thought he cheated fate.
Maybe he did cheat fate.
He died.
I think you can't wait for someone to fly underneath you and save your life. I think you have to save yourself.
You mean the pigeons aren't going to come?
The pigeons aren't going to come.
Oh, no. Make sure you get both sides.
Okay. You know these are going to be next year's holiday cards.
I want them to be immortalized before they're gone.
And this way Weiss gets to look at them whenever he wants.
These are going to be great.
We're scheduled to go in at 8?
Yeah. I'm going to take you down to the pre-op in just a few minutes.
Weiss will show up, Addie. He always does.
As your doctor, you know I'm 100% on your side, but as your friend, are you absolutely sure about this?
I know what I'm losing. I get it. But think about what I'm gaining. My life. This gives me a shot. A shot at the future, a shot at me and Weiss. Becoming this crazy old wrinkled couple that argues all the time. I mean, wouldn't you want that? A chance to grow old with Derek? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God.
Maybe Romeo and Juliet were fated to be together. But just for a while. And then their time passed. If they could have known that beforehand, maybe it all would have been okay.
Here's the thing. I like your rack.
God, what is wrong with you? Why do you have to be so... God, what is wrong with you?
I like your rack. And I'd want them around if I could have them. Trust me, I would. But it wouldn't be the end of the world if you got rid of them. Because really, I'd want you. Ow. What was that for?
I told Mrs. Snyder that when I was grown up, I'd take fate into my own hands. I wouldn't let some guy drag me down.
You ought to hear the mirror in my house. You ought to fear
Mrs. Snyder said that I'd be lucky if I ever had that kind of passion with someone. And that if I did, we'd be together forever.
I guess we never really got our dates.
You kidding? That's the best date I've ever been on.
Even now, I believe that for the most part, love is about choices.
He's not coming, is he?
You shake?
It's about putting down the poison in the dagger and making your own happy ending, most of the time.
I'm gonna go ahead and get started now. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
And that sometimes, despite all your best choices and all your best intentions, fate wins anyway.
I miss you.